It's CashLink. Hello, it's CashLink. www.cashlink.com, and that's spelled with a K, not a C, but K, as in CashLink. C, no, no, not C, K, K-A-S-H-L-I-N-K.com. Yes, it's Ripsaw again. Yesterday was an exciting day for the Ripsaw. Another client published a website, wcircleoffreedom.com. This is an idea that has been published into cyberspace to look for places in people's minds to find and to grow. It'll be interesting to learn if it does. The idea is to list podcasts at W by USA zip codes with the directory to identify podcasts within a USA zip code by the author's plus four number. W's owner thinks that the KISS method of an RSS feed, he calls his idea RSS equals podcast zip code dot four, or zip code plus four. Well, far be it from me. I don't know RS from ROI, but I guess time will tell if his idea has legs or not, eh? The babyboomerpodcast.com idea is his, too. He thinks the 80 million baby boomers in the USA can provide positive influence to podcasting. 80 million is a whopper of a brain trust, and all of them in the USA have a unique remote view of life that is without comparison in any other age profile in the USA of citizens. Another client of mine published his idea, www.creditcardprocessingmerchantsaccountunion.com. His idea is a humdinger. My client says there's 6 million small businesses in the USA, but there's no Fortune 6 million, only a Fortune 500. That's a question mark. Funny, isn't it? Another question mark. The big retailers in the USA get discounts on their credit card processing and transaction fees based on their volume. But the small retailer whose transactions are batched regularly account for gazillions more in retail transactions than those big so-called big retailers' transactions account for. Yet the small retailer pays a higher processing fee, significantly higher processing and transaction fees on each transaction. Somehow that just doesn't seem right. So what he's all about at www.creditcardprocessingmerchantaccountunion.com is to sign up retailers in a generic database representation, represented, of course, by alphanumeric numbers, not any private information, but then rep the bunch all at once to a big bank in a sort of a union format. He thinks that'll get the big credit card processing bank's attention. What do you all think? CashLink.com, spelled with a K, K-A-S-H-L-I-N-K.com. That's my sponsor. Ripsaw is out of news right now. Thanks.